any child is crying, take your child and go downstairs. What you said, Tahir?
You were mentioning that in the Quran when it's a verse of punishment, and one of benefits is that Allah is cursing on evil people, evil doers, who will change their good character, change their evil into goodness.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نويت الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف نويت الخلوة نويت العزلة نويت الرياضة نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم. Can the men move this side because ladies are not hearing, they can approach little bit. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نويت الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف نويت الخلوة نويت العزلة نويت الرياضة نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. Tonight is ليلة الإسراء والمعراج. It's the night of ascension that no one knows what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given His beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam from His divine knowledge at that night. All awliyaullah, their whatever they have been taken from Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, it is from the importance of that night what Allah has poured into the heart of His beloved one, Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. Awliya Allah are of different many levels. There are awliya that always in the presence of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And there are awliya that not always, but they receive information from time to time. And there are awliya Allah that they receive information from another wali, not directly from Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When you go to a waterfall, go to a mountain where you see and within the mountain there is water coming out, that water sometime has a foam coming out with a huge foam, because it is so strong inside that wants a way to come out. And that's why it wants to show how much it is frustrated, if we can use that term, frustrated to come out and to be seen and to quench the thirst of people. That these waterfalls depend on their strength that they are in the mountains. Awliya Allah are the same. There are awliya that from what they are receiving from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like an ocean they are receiving, and they want to give it out. So when it comes out of their heart, it comes with a very high, powerful energy that people might not be able to understand what that wali is saying. And that's why people might say, oh, that wali is saying something that mind cannot accept it. Awliya Allah, there are awliya Allah, other awliya Allah are the water, like the water comes from a mountain, like a river, small river, going dripping and going down with no foam. It is different levels. Every drop of that water is an ocean of knowledge by itself. That's why when a big wali like Maulana Sheikh Nazim or like Grand Sheikh Sheikh Abdullah Al-Faz Al-Dawstani speaks, one word from them is like an ocean for us, that you can take from it more and more. And as much as you go deeper in that word, as much as you can take out of it. Knowledge cannot be restricted because it is coming from وَعَلَّمْنَاهُ مِنْ لَدُنَّا عِلْمًا. We gave him from our heavenly knowledge. So we are continuing what we said before in two sessions, that Grand Sheikh said after he showed Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam the three lights that he created a human being from, because human beings are being created from three lights. From the light that Allah created Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then from the light of Sayyidina Muhammad that he created Sayyidina Adam, and from the light of Sayyidina Adam that came all the lights of everyone. We are from three lights: from the lights that Allah gave to us, from the light that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave to us, from Sayyidina Adam's light. After he showed Prophet these three lights, very pure, clean, he said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are clean. This is my servants. You like them? You like I give it to you to keep them in a trust, to give it to me back in the resurrection day? And Prophet said, Ya Rabbi, Naam, yes. He gave him. Then he showed him what they are going to do. And Prophet was worried now. He saw everyone, his action, what he is going to do in dunya when he arrives to dunya, Darul Ibtila, the house of affliction, the place of afflictions. When he saw that all these sins are on human beings, he was worried. And Grand Sheikh said that from the knowledge that Prophet sent to his heart through his seclusion, he said that that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how my generosity and my greatness never changes. I am the greatest. I am the most powerful. I am the merciful. I am the absolute generous. As these never change in me, I am not changing what I have given of light to human being. What I honor them, I'm not taking that away back from them. Whatever they have done, I'm keeping, I promised, I'm keeping my word for them. Means Allah wants to make His Prophet to feel peaceful, to relax. Saying, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't worry. I'm not changing. Allah is not like us. We change. We get upset with someone, we change immediately. Allah does never change. Someone say something to you, you got upset. If you were helping him, you stop helping him. That is a bad characteristic. If someone say something bad about you, don't stop helping him double. Because that person is sick. That person needs medicine. And that medicine you cannot treat him without building up his ego. In spirituality, most of the students are ego sickness. Their sickness is their egos. If they think they are doing this, and they did it wrong, try to cover it. Because if you come against their ego, they go higher to fight you. Always to make sure that you are saving yourself. If he is a donkey, pet him as a lion. Then he's happy. That's a characteristic of all of us, in every one of us. You cannot go and say to him, no, you are donkey. Then his donkeyness will be difficult and it will contaminate everyone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to make sure that the Sahaba will follow Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how many times he described in Holy Quran, oh, the companion of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if you go for supporting my Prophet and go against the enemy, I give you paradises. Is that? What they like at that time mostly? They are in desert. They have no rivers. They like rivers. So Allah gave them rivers in Holy Quran. They said, I'm giving you a river. They like wine. Allah prohibited wine in Holy Quran. He said, in paradise I give you wine. Building them up. Giving them something that make them to feel happy. What they like also. They like Hur al-Ain, women. Say, oh, I'm giving you Hur al-Ain. But do this. Building them up, building their egos. Although Sahaba, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them the highest level of perfection, they are the companion of Prophet, no one can reach their level, but we are describing ourselves. That the problem is that is the problem. So Allah, Grand Sheikh said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he says, La'ana Allahu al-kafirin, La'ana Allahu al-mushrikeen, La'ana Allahu al-zalimeen, any curse that Allah has cursed is cursing toward the behaviors and the characters and the manners of a human being. That curse doesn't come on the person himself as Zawat Bani Adam, as the essence of creation of a human being. That does not go there. Because that essence of the creation of a human being is from three lights. From Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us from His light. Allah take from that light, He created the light of the Ummah, of Prophet, of Adam, and of us, from these three lights. So these three lights are pure. So what Allah is cursing? The bad character of us. And that's why many times Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, and Maulana Sheikh said that the most time that the wali happy with his murid is when he shout at him, and never that murid changes. Because the Sheikh cannot shout at everyone, because they run away. He can shout at one, or two, or three, those who can carry him the most. He said the best character of the murid is when the Sheikh shout at him and he does not get angry. When the murid gets angry and begin to, what you say, think about it, and why he said this, why he did not say this, why was this, and begin to get different kind of signals, which are wrong signals, and doubts, then problems comes. And here, Grand Sheikh is saying a big word. He said that Ilah cannot be Ilah. Ilah, a Lord, Rabb, Al-Ilah, Allah, is not. Ilah is different. What is Ilah, Tahir? Ilah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, cannot be Ilah if He curses His lights that He created a human being from. Is that? Cannot. But when He curses, He is cursing our amal. Our zawat, our essence is clean. Our amal is bad. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put all these three different lights that He dressed to human being in the heart. And that's why he said, "ما وسعتني سمائي ولا أرضي، ولكن وسعني قلب عبدي المؤمن." Neither my heavens nor my earth contained me, but the heart of the believer contained me. Because the believer has these three lights. Not only the believer; everyone is a believer. Why everyone is a believer? Because everyone is a servant of Allah. Allah will not create a servant that is not a believer. But our amal veiled our belief. But our lights are in full tasbih and worshipness. These lights that Allah dressed us with and created us with, they are in continuous worshipness, in continuous prostration in the divine presence, never been cut from there. But our amal is veiling that, cannot see. That's why Grand Sheikh said, everyone is a believer. And that's why, if everyone is a believer, how you can speak against anyone? You cannot. Try to cover. As when you make a sin, do you cover your sin? Anyone expose his sin? No one. Why then we have to expose the sins of the others? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said that nothing contained me except the heart of my servant. That is maqam al-khafa, akhfa khafa, the most hidden. There are five levels. The first, the qalb, sir, akhfa, and khafa. The most hidden is where these secrets are there. Awliya Allah are trying to pull out what they can. But not everybody can bring this knowledge. This knowledge never been printed. Because I lost. People see the heart like a flesh. Piece of meat. But in reality, it is not piece of meat. It has four chambers. It's not? How many chambers it has? Doctor? Four. Count them. Abkarim?
Four.
What they are?
Right atrium, right ventricle, left atrium, left ventricle.
Right atrium, left ventricle. Left atrium, left ventricle.
Left ventricle, right ventricle.
There are four. Four levels of secrets. But they are veiled with what we call the heart. So the heart consists of four inside. These are four levels for awliya Allah, they go inside. That's why Allah said, وَأَنَا أَقْرَبُ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنْ حَبْلِ الْوَرِيدِ. I am more nearer to you than your jugular vein. These four different chambers are different universes. Every chamber is a universe. Don't think that it is a chamber that is so small like that. If you throw this universe in one of these chambers, the universe will disappear to awliya Allah. To us, as if we are saying something that doesn't go in the mind, of course. But to awliyaullah, it goes in them. They know what they are speaking about. And all of them are covered by the shape of the heart, closed. Because it's veiled. When you open surgery, they do. They open the heart. And they do the surgery, they open the heart. These four chambers, you can see them, is not? Is open heart surgery. But when it's closed, you cannot see them. That's why these knowledges are veiled, because they are veiled by the heart, which is the level of Iblis, the one that's closed. He goes there. He can go around the heart, try to wrap it more and more, wrap it more and more, cover it more and more, in order that you can see what is inside. But when the Abd, by his Sheikh, make an open surgery for his heart, and that is the duty of the Sheikh. Why you give initiation to the Sheikh? To do for you an operation, open heart surgery. Open that heart, expose the four chambers, you begin to receive heavenly information. He said that, Grand Sheikh is giving an example. He said there was a wali in Hayyul Midan in Damascus, in the district of Midan in Damascus. His name is Al-Basha Shukri Al-Majnoon. Shukri Basha Al-Majnoon. Shukri, the one who is thankful to Allah. Basha means a high level in the Turkish time, like Lord. Al-Majnun, the crazy one. He was a wali. And the time of the prayer came. And there was the war in Damascus between the British and the French. You know, they entered Syria in the 40s, and they were fighting British and French inside. And the Turkish were there, the Syrian army were there, at that time, long time ago. And the Zuhr prayer came. So where they want to pray? If they pray outside, rockets comes on them. He told them, let us go in my zawiya, and we pray inside. His zawiya was ibara, like a rock, big rock, carved in, and he used to sit inside, praying and making seclusion. Never goes out. His food was milking the goat and drinking the milk. That's it. He said, let us go and pray inside. All of them look at him like, what he is saying? A zawiya is a small rock that is carved. And he said, let us go and pray inside. Move. They were 1,000 with him. 1,000 people. And one after one entering, and one after one entering, and one after one entering, and all of them were fitting inside that zawiya without making that zawiya bigger and the people lesser. They prayed their zuhur there. And Grand Sheikh said that sakhra, that rock, was like a small room, and it was able to take 1,000 people inside without increasing the room. He said, always when your faith is strong, everything becomes possible. But when your faith is not strong, everything becomes opposite. If your faith and belief is that you are, whatever you think that you are able to do is good, it's not you that you have to believe that you are doing good. It's what the Sheikh see that you are doing good. Many people, they think they are doing good, or they are trying to do their best, and their faith is so strong that never change. But the problem is, like, if you are sick and they put you on a medicine and they say, you take that medicine. So you take that medicine. If through your mind you say to yourself, I want to cure myself quicker, so instead of taking only that medicine, I can add this one. And many people add another medicine, which is minor medicine. It might contradict and have side effect that kill the person. Is that? Doctor? Sahih? Finish. Because he had doubted in the first medicine and he wants to make the second one to support the first, through his ego, he killed himself. Awliyaullah, when they give something, don't doubt what they give. If you doubt, then you are going to poison yourself, and whatever you are doing, you are going to go begin from beginning up. So he said that because of their faith to that wali, Shukri Bash al-Majnoon, that small dhik, Ali, dhik.
Small space. Tight.
Dayik. Is tight. Dayik. Dayik is tight. It make it wide with the face. Dayik means when you are in a da'ika maliya, when you are in a hardship. Hardship cannot be taken without faith. If you have faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all your hardship will disappear. Don't try to use your mind to look for something that I have to do this because I might end up with this. If you use your mind like that and leave the decision to the Sheikh, you go along your decision, then you are going to find hardship. Hardship is to keep faith. Like these 1,000 soldiers, they kept faith in that Shukri Bash al-Majnoon, the crazy wali, and they entered all. And all of them were safe. They didn't say, how we are going to enter this cave, cannot contain except two or three people. Allah will increase. Allah will never send someone without his rizq with him or with her. You came from New York. You didn't have anything. Not?
Yes, you're right.
You You came here, you slept one day hungry?
No, never, never.
All of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never made us to sleep hungry. Look at people dead under rebels, dying from hunger. They saying 15 million children this year going to die from AIDS. And Grand Sheikh, before I will end, he said that, O Muslims, imagine how many people are going from all around the earth, the globe, going to be gathered in Sharm el-Sharif. From the whole globe, people are going to be gathered in Sharm el-Sharif. Because Sharm el-Sharif here, Kinanatullah, it is the Kinana, is the place that is safe. That's nothing will happen there. No bloodshed will happen. Kinanatullah, it will save everyone. He said, not millions and not hundreds of millions, but 1 billion going to be in Damascus, that small city, going to take all of them without increasing it and without making the people less. Because this is in the time of Mahdi alayhi salam. لن يبقى أمان بالدنيا سوى بالشام. There will be no safety in the whole world except in Damascus, in Sham. How much there are around Mecca and Medina, not inside Mecca and Medina, around them. And around the whole world, war is going to enter in every home, except Damascus, because it is the resurrection day. It is the place for resurrection. He said, I am hearing that in my ear. It is ringing in my ear. And the war is going to be stronger and stronger. Sometime a trance comes to me at night. I drop everything. I take my beads and my miswak. And I go, I by Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I reach Medina. And after reaching Medina, at that night, he said, when I was hearing these sounds of war entering everywhere except Sham, that trance came to me. I dropped everything. I took my beads and my miswak. I went to Medina, and there I saw Imam al-Tariqa, Sayyidina Shah al-Naqshband, with something in his hand, and we leave it to next time to continue, inshallah. Wa min Allah al-Tawfiq wa hirmat al-Fatih. We will continue this tomorrow evening, inshallah.